left us last week, we're trying to solve the dilemma that Tosis left us with. So Tosis wanted to know, once we've established as a principle called Mitzvah B'Aveira, so then why does the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim require a special pasuk, a special Gzeiras HaKosov, to teach me that you can't fulfill the Mitzvah Matzah, the Matzah Shel Tevel, table weight should have been covered simply by the regular rules of Mitzvah B'Aveira. So Tosis blight Ritochim, Mil Tema, they don't answer the question. So we gave an array of answers last week. We pointed out that Tosis and Daftes holds that Mitzvah B'Aveira is one of the Midrabbanim, so the question doesn't even get off the ground. We quoted other Rishon Ritvan, Tosis of Peretz, that hold that Mitzvah B'Aveira only applies to Mitzvah Shel Ritzoi, to Karbonos, and Lulavs, and the question doesn't get off the ground. At the very end of the we said, what's another answer that maybe that Gemara is referring to the opinion that doesn't accept Mitzvah B'Aveira. Again, we had a lot of different possibilities. At the very end of this year, so we made a quick reference to the Sheges Aryeh's Teretz. It's going to really set the stage for today's year. The Sheges Aryeh suggested that, you know, Hinami, that if and when the person is doing something that's wrong, that he's not allowed to be doing, then I really don't need a pasuk to tell me that he's not eating to a Matzah Shel Tevel. But every once in a while, you have a situation where it's permissible to eat Matzah Shel Tevel. So if and when you happen to be in that situation where it's permissible to eat Matzah Shel Tevel, I would have made a good argument that could be, I'd say, why not? It's not going to be Mitzvah B'Aveir. For me, it's Takamotah. Kamash B'Lon that it's possible. Kamash B'Lon is a psul, a guf, and Matzah Shel Tevel is not a chefter matzah. The same way you can't be yotze with matzah if it's not from chameshus bnei dogon, you can't be yotze if it's not lechem oinyan, you can't be yotze if it's not made lishma, whatever all the dinim that govern the chefter of matzah. One of the dinim that govern the chefter of matzah can't be a matzah shel tevel. But even in a situation where that happens to be, you circumvented the aveira, kamash blood is still possible. Of course, the question is, we have to find that case. You have to find that very, very small window of opportunity. Give me a matzah shel tevel that's not a violation of an issur tevel. That needs a lot of work. So the Sheges Aryeh says, I'll tell you what it is. The case is, hochel ha'eskinon, you don't have any other matzah, and you're doing it to fulfill the mitzvah matzah. So based on the rules of issur v'hefter, it should have been permissible for you to eat this matzah. So we can't turn around and say, the rabbi says it's okay to do it, because but by the way, it's mitzvah b'aveira. That's ridiculous. That's the kind of prediction in terms. So hochel ha'eskinon, we're going to hide behind the heter of asei dochel osasei, and therefore it's not called the mitzvah b'aveira under these circumstances, and it should have been okay, kamash b'lon that it's not. But says the Sheges Aryeh, that's far from simple. To apply the rule of asei dochel osasei to tevel is a very, very big stretch, because tevel is an issur misa b'dei shemayim. And as such, the Gemara says, the beginning of Yevamos, Ezra the Chalos says, limited to Los Hesei Zakalos, not the Chamoros. Although the truth to be told, the Gemara is talking about Kores, but we're assuming Misa B'Dei Shemayim is probably closer to Kores than it is to an Isra Akal, and therefore it shouldn't really be subject to the rules of Mitzvah B'Aveira. So in order for the Sheges Aryeh's Teretz to work, he's got to now come up with the second Chiddush. It's Chiddush number one. It was hard enough for him to find the case where it's Mutter, but now he's got to find the case where it's not Tevel with Misa B'Dei Shemayim. He's got to construct the scenario of Tevel, which is Nish Misa B'Dei Shemayim, and therefore would have been Nitam to Esei Dochel also say, and Al Zeh Nemar, Afa B'Chein Yinat Yotzei.
Why didn't he just take the easy way out and say that was the only food he had, and it was a question of dying?
Very good. The Yorichonea gives that test. Yorichonea goes, Al Derech the Sheges Aryeh says, Hocha my skin, and it's Mutter, the guy's dying, speak Ruch Nefesh. Right. Because the Sheges Aryeh, if he would have said that, then he wouldn't have had another 30 pages to write about. So now he's got to discover for you this razzle-dazzle case of Tevel, that's not a Tevel Sheyesh B'Misa B'Dei Shemayim. So in order to appreciate the godness of the Sheges Aryeh, let's take a look at the Sugya Yevamos, and Daf Tevel, that I sent it on the Mem Kamos. Much of the discussion revolves around this Gemara. A look at Hevavim and Aleph. The first one is Barabbanim. The Gemara quotes in the middle of a whole context of a Machlekes HaTanoim about how to interpret a Pasuk in Chumash. The Torah calls Maisa Rishon Truma, which is a little bit startling because Truma is Truma, Maisa Rishon. Truma is also Lazar, Maisa Rishon, Maisa Rishon, Tara. Maisa Rishon doesn't have any of those halachas. So why in Parshas Korach does the Torah say, Ki es masa b'nei tzosha, truma l'ashem truma? What's the significance of calling Maisa Risha, which is a Matal Levi? Why does the Torah almost confuse us and mislead us by calling it Truma? So that's what we're going to pick up this sugya. First one line is Rabbanim. It's about 10 or 12 lines from the top. Rabbanim. Ma Truma Teveles? Av Maisa Risha Nami Tevel. The purpose of the Torah calling Maisa Risha and Truma is to teach me, just as Truma is Tevelas, namely you didn't separate Truma, so the fruit is considered to be Tevel, and obviously you can't eat it. So too, even if you did separate Truma, but you never got around to separating Maisa Rishon, it's also considered to be Tevel. That's the Chiddush. It's true that, so Maisa is not identical to Truma, but it has that characteristic that it's Tevelas. Uchidusanya, and that is supported by the following Brais, Rabbi Yossi in there. Yachalo yechaya el al teva shlahur mimena kolikar. I might think that a person is only chayav the iser, there's a lot of the Torah of eating tevel. So I might think that iser only applies to something that you didn't separate anything from. Maybe you didn't even take off the truma. What if you took off truma? Hur mimena truma gedoyla? Flahur mimena maisa rishon. But you didn't get around to take off maisa rishon. So the seder dvarim is first truma, then maisa rishon, maisa sheni, etc. So the guy started the process, but didn't complete it. So how do you know that's also called the iser of tevel? Or even more, maisa rishon, the guy even took off maisa rishon. Flahur maisa sheni. But he didn't get around to taking off Maisa Sheni in the appropriate years of Maisa Sheni. If I feel the Maisa Ani in the year 3 and 6 of the agricultural, the Shemitah cycle, so instead of Maisa Sheni, you switch it for Maisa Ani. So the guy didn't quite finish the job. So he took off Truma, he took off Maisa Rishon, but Nebuchadnezzar, he forgot to take off Maisa Ani. How do you know that's also called Tevel? Minayin, Tamad Loimar, Losucha Lecho B'Sharecha, Ulahalan Ome V'Yachlu B'Sharecha V'Saveyu, So the Torah uses the phrase bisharecha as almost like a code phrase for ma'aser ani. So when the Torah says in Parshas Re, lo sucha lecha bisharecha, what that means is you're not allowed to eat something that you haven't removed the ma'aser ani from. So that's the chiddush. That's the pasuk. There's a cause of that. Even those things of yom rechamano lo sucha. So the Gemara says gevaldik. So we have two sources that teach me the same thing. If not for these extra psukim, I would have thought the word tevel itself, the phrase tevel, the original issur of tevel, is you didn't separate truba. Kamash malon, maisa rishon is called tevel. Maisa rishon is called truma, and just as truma is tevela, so to maisa rishon is tevelas. And kamash malon, a few maisa ani is tevel. So everything is all the same thing. So says the Gemara, wait a second. Says the Gemara that if it would have been just the pasuk of Yachlu B'Sharecha V'Saveyu, so wouldn't I already have known that Maisa is also a Tovel? If the pasuk is already teaching me that even Maisa Rani is Tovel, so for sure the other Maisa is a Tovel. So no, I would have thought Havamina, I would have thought Lolav, I would have thought it's just a Lav alone, it's just a Lav, just Malkus, because Lo Sucha Lecha B'Sharecha is only Losh and Lav. Ava Misa Lo, but Misa Nat. Kamash Malan, the pasuk that Maisa Risha is called Truma, and just as Truma is the real McCoy of Tevel, if you don't separate Truma, so it's the absolute worst kind of Tevel, carrying with an onus of Misa Deshemayim, so to Maisa Risha, if you didn't separate it, carries with it the worst type of Tevel, it's Chai Misa Deshemayim. So let's just recap for a minute what the Gemara just told us. The Gemara just basically told us there were three dargas of Tevel. There's the real Tevel, that's the absolute objective Tevel. It means you didn't even separate Truma. That, I don't need Gemaras and Yevamos Pevah for. That is the ultimate Misa Deshemayim. That is the Tevel of Abba Torah. That you didn't separate Truma, you did nothing. You have a whole bushel of grain, you didn't touch it yet. Ain't the Tevel God, is that Misa Deshemayim? No question. Kamash Malon, Xerisa Kosov, twofold Xerisa Kosov. One Pasuk teaches me that, by the way, even the lesser Maestras also creates Tevel. And another Xerisa Kosov is that, and by the way, the lack of taking off Maisa Rishon is equivalent to the lack of taking off Truma, and therefore Yechayim Misim Deshemayim. Those are the two extra Xerisa causes. Rabbi said there's one thing missing in this puzzle. I know that Truma is the worst of the worst. It's Tavelas with Misim Deshemayim. I know that Maisa Rishon is the worst of the worst. Xerisa causes it's called Truma. It's Tavelas with Misim Deshemayim. I know that Maisa Rani is Tavelas, but I have a huge question mark. What's my question mark? I have no idea what the chasm of the Misa Deshemayim. I have absolutely no idea.
What happens if you eat Masa Ani? Period.
You're a goslin, that's all.
A goslin.
That's all, you're a goslin.
So
that's
it, right. Should be worse.
It sounds bizarre, right? Sounds wild, right? Hang in there. Maybe it's true. So, again, I know that Truma is Tavelas and Misa Nishamayim. I know that Maisa Rishon is Tavelas. That's called Truma. I know Maisa Rani is Osir. It's also Tavelas, but I have no clue whether it's Tavelas or Misa Nishamayim. I walk with this Gemara, I have no idea. So comes Tosfos on the spot of Daf Pei Vav and Aleph, and quotes two opinions. So comes Tosfos in the Divrei Masel Ime Hasam. Vim Toibar, Menola on the Tevel, Maisa Sheni, Bemisa. Halavis Kishla Truma. Tosfos started the question that of course it's Tavelas, we only have one standard of Tevel. So Mistama, whatever is Tavelas, creates an Onish and Misa Deshemayim. So Tosfos thought that way in the Havamina, and they throw their hands up and say, wait a second, Menola. Vishdeit, Maisa Rishon, I got a pasuk because it's called Truma. Vishdeit, the Maisa Oni, creates Misa Deshemayim. So Tosfos, Vyesh Loimar, Taka, maybe a Teretz is better than a Kasha. The Shema, ain't by Misa. Why were we so convinced that it's a Yesh Bo Misa? Taka, maybe it's not. So according to Tosfos, it could be, according to Tosfos' first Teretz, that there are Taka two different standards of Tevel. There's the Tevel of Truma or Maisa Rishon that creates with it an Isser of Misa, as Exerce Glossos, but the Tevel, lower level Tevel, of merely Maisa Rani, that kind of Tevel, Taka does not carry with it Misa Deshubayim. That's Tosfos' first Teretz. But Tosfos is not convinced that's true. Inami says Tosfos. Kevan she'en chiluk mishar Tevel in Yonaz Hora, who are dealing in Misa. Says Tosfos, you know, it's hard to believe that there are different standards of Tevel. It must be that once the Torah is marvit to me, that even my Sa'ani is Tovel, it must be what the Chiddush HaTorah is, this is also called Tevel. And even though there's no Pasuk per se that says my Sa'ani carries with me for Deshemayim, but once it's called Tevel, so Tevel, we know we plug it into the original model of Tevel, whenever it's called Tevel, the name is Misa Deshemayim. So Tosfos is hemming and hawing and back and forth, they're not quite sure what is the reality on the ground. Bottom line is we know that Maisa Rishon is Tovel with a Misa Deshemayim, we know Maisa Ani is Tovel, we left it a question mark, we're not sure, Tosfos Taka is also not sure. 2 days in Tosfos.
Even Maisa Rishon, is that before Trumas Maser was taken off? Or?
Oh, wait, hold on, hang in for a second. This is all going to set the stage for the Shagasai, but we still need a little bit more work. So if I had to ask you, what's the nature of Tosfos' suffering here? What do you think this Sophic is revolving around? Is it revolving around any grandiose principle of Lumdus? Or it's probably revolving more around almost like Hadadash Sukkim? Namely, we have a Gzeres HaKosov that there's a thing called Maisa Ani Ving Tovel, and we're not quite sure, is that like a Chiddush? It's like a Din B'Fnei Atzmai? There's an independent Din that Maisa Ani is Tovel, but only to the extent of a Lav, because the Torah only says Lav. Or it's not a Chiddush, it's rather just puts it back into the old category of regular Tevel. So it's almost like Tosfos is mistapik, how to learn pshat in this posuk. We have this posuk in Chumash that I wouldn't have said on my own, Pasukha l'chumash arecha, and now we're not sure, is this a din b'fnei atzmai of Tevel, a secondary kind of Tevel, or is this just hadrali k'sura kamas, it's part of the original. So now that's kind of a hakir, this kind of a shayla. This is not the first time we've seen this. You have this countless times in Shas. We have, the Torah gives you a chiddush, and now we're not quite sure, is it something brand new, and therefore, ein l'chalabol chedusho, or we just plug it into the old category, like a marshal. You may remember a couple of years ago, we learned Pesachim. So there's a din that you're not allowed to eat chometz on Pesach. I'm sure I can't eat chometz on Pesach. Comes the Gemara and says, kol machmetzos lo sochelu, that comes to teach me, not only you're not allowed to eat real chometz on Pesach, but you're not allowed to eat what's called chometz nuksha on Pesach. What's this chometz nuksha? Chametz Nuksha is something that the chimitz process started but didn't quite finish. So it's not chametz gomer. It didn't really ferment. It didn't really totally leaven. It's in the way. It's on the process. Again, with the details of what the process are, that's from Rebbe Yehuda, Sugya Zin Torah Pekam Sochem. But it got caught somewhere in no man's land. It's not quite matzah, not quite chametz gomer. So the Gemara quotes, at least according to some Torah, it's also in a Torah to eat it. So there's a machlokes Rashi in Rebbe Natam, over by Rebbe Matzah and that chametz. Doesn't say in the Gemara. Rashi says, of course you're over by Rabbi Matzah. Why? Because it's chometz. The Torah was marvit, but then it's chometz. And you know what Rabbi Natam says?
No.
No, it's not chometz. There's an iser b'fnei atzmai to eat what we call chometz nukshin. That's not chometz. Chometz is chometz. If it would be chometz, we'd have korish for it. So you have kahein and kahein, a lot of these kinds of chakiras, where the Torah gives you a chiddush, And then we're not quite sure to do what to do with it. Does it mean that it's a dibur from the hatzma? Is it part of the original dib? So you get the impression of Taishas, it all revolves around this pasuk. How do you say Taish was pshat in this pasuk? But could one suggest there's something else behind the scenes here? Maybe Taishas wasn't nochis to this, but maybe other Rishonim are. Stefan already started the ball rolling a little bit by saying, you said the bad word or the good word, depending on where you're coming from. Is there anything fundamentally different, conceptually, halachically different, between something that Truma and Maaser Rishon haven't been separated, in contrast to whether Maaser Ani wasn't separated? What's the common denominator that Truma and Maaser Rishon have that Maaser Ani doesn't have? He said,
in both of the same Truma and
if Maaser Rishon hasn't been separated, then by definition, what else hasn't been separated?
Truma's
Maaser hasn't been separated. Because you can only separate Truma's Maaser if you separate Maaser Rishon. So when you have something that's Choser Truma Gedoyla, or Choser Maaser Rishon, you have Truma that's looked in there. Again, the Truma hasn't been separated yet, hasn't been designated yet, but there's something that's Oymed Lekach, there's Truma that's in this mixture that's waiting to be determined, waiting to be separated and be distinguished. When you have Maaser Ani, as you said correctly, Maaser Ani is Mominus. There's no Truma in Maaser Ani. Horayat. If I'm not an Oni, I eat Maaser Ani. The worst thing is a Gaza. I'm not advocating Gazela, but it's not Isvahet there. It's not a Kashrus issue. It's a Gazela, it's a Mominus issue. Could one argue that there's a huge chiluk between Tevel of Truma Gedoyla and Tevel of Maaser Rishon, in contrast to Tevel of Maaser Ani, for precisely that reason? Not because we're not sure how to dash in a pasuk, but because conceptually, the engine that's driving the Isser of Tevel of Truma Maaser Rishon is the Truma Shabbai. Now, is it coincidental? What's the onesh for someone eating Truma? Misubideshimai. What's the onesh for eating Tevel? Misubideshimai. Is that just coincidental, or there's something to that? That's almost that the nature of the Isser of Tevel is Asur Mishum the Truma Shabbai. And that explains why Yechai Misubideshimai. And that explains why Tevel of Maaser Rishon is Vaita, is also Chai B'Sedeshimayim, because it's also Asa B'Shum the Truma Shabo, i.e. the Truma's Maaser Shabo. But Tevel Shem Maaser Ani, how can you say Yechai B'Sedeshimayim Shem the Truma? There is no Truma Shabo. There's nothing there. All there is Mominus. So that would be an interesting reason to lead us to believe that maybe there's a conceptual difference between the first two cases of Tevel, conscious to Tevel and Maaser, not just based on Pesukim, how to dash upon the oldest and newest, etc., but it makes a lot of sense. Of course, that only makes sense if my premise is right. What was my premise? That the engine that's driving the Isser Tevel is the Truma Shabbat. Is that true? That's why Tevel is also Mishum the Truma Shabbat. Are the facts even right? Maybe Tevel is also because you didn't do what you're supposed to do, not because there's Truma Shabbat. You didn't do the Bitzaf Rasha yet. So Abba, you didn't do the Mitzvah Rasha by Tevel and Maaser Ani. You also didn't do the Mitzvah Rasha. So the only way to differentiate for longish reasons between the Tevel of Truma Gedoyla and Maaser Rishon in contrast to Maaser Ani is only if you really truly believe in this Yisoid that the Etzem Isser of Tevel is Mishum the Truma Shabbai. But if you deny that, so then there's arbitrary, then there's no distinction between the three different kinds of Tevel. So what's the answer to that question? So to Machlokes is Rashi and Tosfos on Yavam Mustaf Pei Vav on a very daf. Just coincidentally, it's on the same daf. Helps us. We don't have to put on two more requirements. So if you take a look, on Rashi, it's in the skinny lines. The first, it's a Dibur Maaseh Matruma Tevelis. First, what is Latayim? It's about from the skinny lines, about 12 lines down. So give or take. Ma truma tevelas. So truma is tevelas. It means if you didn't separate truma, it's tevel. So listen to how Rashi formulates this din of truma is tevelas. Shekol zman shelo frisha chayavin misal al chilasa shel tevel. Kol zman that you didn't separate truma, you chayav on misal deshemayim for chilas shel tevel. The Hamisa Ksiv Bey. What does that mean? Rashi says that Yechayev Misa, because it says Misa, by Truman by Tevel. And then the next Rashi, Af Maisa Rishon Tevel, and the Gemara says that Maisa Rishon is also Tevel. So Rashi is bought with the Kasha. We have to have the day like a Misa. How can it possibly be true that Maisa Rishon is Tovelas to make Yechayev Misa with Shemayim? There's no Misa to Maisa Rishon. So what? But why is Rashi all of a sudden getting all tzitzits about that? There's no Misa for Maisa Rishon, and therefore, Gaval, how can it be create Maisa? How can create Misa de Shemayim for Tevel? What is Rashi clearly telling you? What is it about Tevel that makes it Chayav Misa de Shemayim? It's the Jewish Shema. It's because it's true in Rebbe's bow. And therefore, Rashi is raising a red flag. What is it? Why Maisa Rishon? Right? Doesn't make it? So Rashi's whole approach, his whole halachic slash hashkafic approach to Tevel is ultimately also Mishum the Jewish Shema. So Tosfos, on the spot, quotes this Rashi and says it's very, very hard to believe. So we take a look at the Tosfos, Divrei Maaseh Matruma Tevelos, the third Tosfos. A couple of lines into the Tosfos. First one alone is Maaseh. The Ode, Im Yitam Zeh, Lo Litzah Tevel Akayim, Kevet the Truma Shayalei. Tosfos, one cash against Rashi. It is a knockout cash against Rashi. If Rashi is right, that Tevel is ultimately also caused the Truma Shavo, so Tevel should be mutter to a Kohen. And that is absolutely not the din. A Kohen must separate Truma. He can separate and give him to himself. But he must be Mafresh Truma. If he's not Mafresh Truma, what he's eating is Chayim Yisav Dei Shemayim. Frank Tosfos says why? According to Rashi, if the whole Isser of Tevel is only Hashem the Truma Shavo, if I personally, I have not become, if I would be a Kohen, I wouldn't have an Isser of Truma, so Mechadeis have an Isser of Tevel. That's the Raya Brewer, the Rashi is wrong. That the nature, the Mahus, the Etzema Isser of Tevel has nothing to do with Truma. The Isser of Tevel is because you didn't do what Mutar Allah to do. That's why it's cash against Rashi. Can we defend Rashi? Before you're back there, so can we defend Rashi? It's like a bomb cash. Like
Truma Shavuot's the unseparated Truma Shavuot.
So what do you mean? What do you mean by that?
That having Truma in it isn't the issue. It's the fact that the Truma is in it, and it's unseparated. That is Mechayev the Misa V'Dishma.
But so then you're basically saying Tosfos. You're basically saying once you tell me the unseparateness, you're saying that's the Bilti Afrosha. I want to keep Rashi. I want to keep Rashi. I want to keep Rashi's emes. Rashi
says only Truma that would apply to. So it has to be one Truma. It has to be two unseparated.
So yeah. You can Rashi say that for a Kohen, it's just a din, for a Kohen, it's just a din in Afrasha. For everybody else, it's a din in the Truma Shabbat.
I mean, they're two different Isser. But once you already have the Isser out of Afrasha, so what do you want to reveal the Isser of the Truma Shabbat?
It's two different types of Truma. Two different types of Isser on the Truma, and one's Isser to everybody, and one's Isser only to non Kohanim.
Oh, the Chert, I'm saying so. Sorry, it's a Lom de Shavar Truma, whole new angle of Truma. I'm going to ask you a funny question. Can a Kohen eat Truma? What's the answer? It depends. What I mean, it depends. If it was Hufresh already, then a Kohen, the Hafrashas Truma is the Matir of the Truma to the Kohen. Truma that wasn't Hufresh yet. It's not going to only be similar to a Kohen also.
When you're saying you have to be Mafresh Truma, what happens if you want to make, you have a bushel of wheat, you're a farmer, and you decide you want the whole bushel to
be that's Truma. Not Truma, you have to have Shirayim Mikorim. If you don't have Shirayim, then it's Nishkan Truma. So you have to have Truma and Shirayim.
You have to have Shirayim.
You have to have Shirayim, yeah. So again, it's a fascinating insight that we're developing here. That just because something is called Truma, the Issa, the engine is Truma, doesn't automatically translate to mean a Hetzer to a Kohen. Truma is Mutter to a Kohen after the Mitzvah Shabbat is done. What's the Mitzvah Truma without Frasha Shabbat? Now, if you tell most people, Truma before Frasha is also the Kohen, they look like you're crazy. Before Frasha is Nishkan Truma. No, Rashi said it is. Because the Truma is Murav Shabbat. Truma is there in its unseparated form from the minute that this Tvua grows. Elwa, I haven't separated it yet. So Kol Zman that I haven't separated, there's no Hetzer for a Kohen. After the Frasha that the Hetzer for a Kohen kicks in. So therefore, Tosfos Kasha is not the end of the world for Rashi. Do we have a half-line such a model like this? Moshe Lo Davidoyme. I think it's a very good model like this. Kachim is like this. Kachim, this, a lot of the, you can't eat a korban. Until when? Until you do this. Because that when you do the mitzvah mutal salacha, then the korban becomes mutter. So too, the truma becomes mutter to the kohen after the afrasha is done. So back to square one, Rabbi Sai. We have a major machlekes Rashi and Tosfos on the page in Yevamos Meivav. What is the engine that's driving the Issur Tevel? Is the engine driving the Issur Tevel the Truma Shabbai, or is it they built the Afrasha Shabbai? So now, we have a Taisus and a Peivav, Baruch Hashem for us on the same page, where Taisus says, we're not sure whether Maisa Oni, a lack of being Mafresh Maisa Oni, carries with the Misa B'dei Shemayim. We don't know, we're not sure. And Taisus, Hemi and Huayin, Pasuk, Nish Pasuk, Yeh Pasuk, No Pasuk, Yeh Pasuk, is it including the Pasuk, not including the Pasuk? Toysus is only mistopic based on the psukim l'shitasam that there's no lumdus l'chalik between them, because Toysus holds the ikaron, it's the bilti hafrasha that's the goyim of the isatev. So then there's not no conceptual lumdus or reason to separate to distinguish between tevla tevla truma versus tevla tevla maaserani. The best that Toysus could come up with was, well, maybe we could still be l'chalik based on the psukim. Maybe you may know. But Rashi was free to say totally different. Rashi could learn, no, the chiluk is partial. It's a glad chiluk. One is conceptually misa b'dei shemayim because it has the truma shavoy, and the other doesn't have truma shavoy. So no matter how you slice it, bein lefi taisus stuff, bein lefi Rashi's potential way of learning it, it's nitan lehayomer that tevel ha-tovel ma'aserani is taka not misa b'dei shemayim. Either taisus beer because it's not quite the pasuk, or Rashi's beer not. There's no truma shavoy. It is nitod le'amer the tevla tovla ma'aserani is taka not chayv yisud shemayim. That's the introduction. Now let's get back to the Shagasai. The Shagasai just discovered America twice over. He discovered a case where it's mutter to eat tevel because of esed dochalos asay. But in order for that to be mutter, he had to find a tevel that's not misud shemayim. And he discovered that also. And that is it. And that's the meaning of the pasuk.
And maybe that's why Tosfos doesn't have an answer, because he holds that it's misa b'dei shemayim.
Oh! He must say really, really fancy. Tosfos in Sukkah didn't want to give this answer, because this Tosfos is assuming that even that tells misa b'dei shemayim. That's like a chop on top of the lumpus, yeah. Very good. It's a pilpul of the lumpus. This is Shagasai's Mahalach. Mamish ge'oinus and ge'oinus. He discovered a Gemara in Yevamos Peivav. He remembered the Tosfos 2 days in Tosfos with a Rashi. That's dazzle. And he plugs it into the Sugya Pesach. So, if you want to take a look at the Gemara Pesachim, you judge the Gemara Pesachim in light of what we just said. It's the Pesachim Daf Lamed Hamid Beis. Bottom of Lamed Hamid Beis. Tanur Rabbanan. It's the last of the skinny lines. Tan Rabba, this is the price that Tosfos Sukkah has been having and chapping us about for the last 2 weeks. Tan Rabba, Yachol Yotzei Adam B'dei Chavaso B'Tevel Shlo Niskan. I might think that you could be Yotzei and it's a matzah with Tevel that wasn't separated from. So my first one jumps to the Lashon of Brice is inaccurate. Kol Tevel Nabi Halo Niskan. What do you mean Tevel Shlo Niskan? That's what Tevel means. Tevel means you didn't separate the Mises. So the Brice had a little mistake in the gear, so. What we're supposed to say is, El b'tevel shlo niskan kol tzorcha. It means, how do you know that you're not yaitzei the mitzvah with tevel that wasn't completely separated? You didn't finish all the pashas of afrashas. What would that mean? It means you did a little bit of afrash. You started the ball rolling, but you had the bottom blown there it is. What does that mean? That you didn't finish. And nit lami mena tshuma gedoyla. Tshuma gedoyla you did separate. Vilo nit lami mena tshumas maiksir. But you didn't separate Tumas Maiser. Or Maiser Rishon, Velo Maiser Shein. Or Vafila Maiser Ani. I mean, now how do you know all these cases, even the lowest and the wrong, the most Mechudish, how do you know? Tamad Loima Lo Seichel Lav Chometz. Misha Yisub Shubal Techa Chometz. Yad Zeshen Yisub Shubal Techa Chometz. Yad Shubal Techa Techa. This is the Gzer Sekosov. The Torah says, Bal Techa Chometz. So that's highlighting the only type of a cheftz of matzah that's kosher is a matzah that would otherwise have been a problem of chametz, no other problem. This is coming lafuka, coming to exclude tevel because tevel has other problems on its hands. So you can't say with a straight face, I'll toichol chametz on. It's also anyway for other reasons. At Kandabra. This is the Brisa. This is the Brisa that has been bothering us with for the last 2 weeks. Anyone see the Sheikh say I read this Brisa? Like a chump. The punchline of the Brisa is to find a pasuk to disqualify Matzah Shel Tevel. That's the punchline of the pasuk of the Brisa. And therefore, the Brisa delineates every single case of Tevel. You didn't take off Truma Gedolah, you didn't take off this, you didn't take off that. Afilu Truma, Afilu Maiserani, Tava Boimar, Loi Soichal. What's the Shaykh Sari saying in this Brisa? How's he reading this Brisa? The Brisa gave every single case. You didn't take off Truma Gedolah, you didn't take off this, you didn't take off that, and you didn't take off Maiserani, Tava Lama Loi Soichal. What's up to Shaykh Sari? The only case that you really need the Pasuk for. Is the last one.
It's the last one.
It means everything else was taka covered by mitzvah of Yaveira. There is no case if you can get the heter. It doesn't exist. Short of the Pidurah. There is no case in the eyes, in the world view of the Shabbos Aryeh, of eating real tevel the heter. Because what are you gonna rely on? Let's say wrong. It's a little sesi achomor. There's only one case alone that it can even be in the radar screen of being motor. And that's Shlo Tovel, that's Tovel of Maiserani, V'alzenem al-Sechel of Chometz. And that's the thrust of the Brisa. That's why the Brisa highlights the last case, and only by the last case, which says al-Sechel of Chometz. Everything else would have been easily covered by Mitzvah Bavir, because there is no case to discuss it in a post.
Well, why are we saying that it's covered by Mitzvah Bavir? It's not Matzah. Meaning you can only get to... If we're saying that...
No, that's the punch. The punchline, at the end of the day...
No, but I'm saying the other cases.
You wouldn't have, the other cases, it would have been no good anyway after Tzav Aviveira. You don't even need a pasuk. Even without the pasuk, I would have known Tevel Gomer is out of the question. It's Mitzvah Aviveira.
And the Brisa just lists it just...
The Brisa is listing it to build up to the Maisa Ani. The Maisa Ani is the need for the pasuk. Now, I could have read this Gemara before the Sheikh Sariah. I would never have read this Gemara. I would have read it like Stephen's reading. What? Any and every case mentioned in this Brisa is hinging upon what?
Pasuk.
On the Pasuk. And Lule the Pasuk, it would have been okay. If you read the Brisa that way, you just undermine the entire Shtilter of the Sheikh Asayi. So everything, the whole Sheikh Asayi is hanging in a balance, hanging by a thread, that the real thrust of the Brisa is really just a build up, and the real McCoy is the cases where there's no true Meshavai. But when there's Truma Shemai, which is tantamount to saying there's an Issa Misav De Shemayim, Issa Misav De Shemayim, forget it, it's a Bebevei, there's no Asa De Chalosa, there's nothing to discuss. Baruch HaYukh, you could choose to read the Brisa like the Sheikh Asayi, you want to read it like we're reading it, but just appreciate that the Sheikh Asayi created this model, he based it on the 2 days and times in Yuvav Pesach Pevav, and then he went ahead and tried to read it into the Brisa back in Pesach and Bechlamenei, and ultimately uses the antithesis kash. This is the goyness, the goyness. When you agree with every point or not, it's still goyness from goyness. It's like state and shagasari. Rabbi, emissary darkai, we have to take the Mashidus Kavu, we tachas the Rabbi of the Shagasari, we have to take the Shagasari a little bit in question some of his premises. We are not so sure that Esei Dochalosa say is appropriate here altogether, putting aside the technicalities of Misa Deshemayim. Sheikh Asayi was focusing, he put all his eggs in the basket of, let's knock it out of Misa Deshemayim, and then we're good to go. Then we can run with it. Then we have a case. We are far from convinced, Sheikh Asayi himself is also far from convinced, we are far from convinced that we've solved the entire problem. There are some other very, very serious potential reservations that we have about applying Esed Dachalosa to Matzah altogether. And unless we're going to get a green light on all of those hesitations or reservations, the pshat's not going to fly. The Sheikh's Aryeh's pshat is now dependent upon a whole slew of other factors, because if for some technical reason Esed Dachalosa falls short here, forget about Misa Deshemayim, forget about the law of Chomer, if we have other reasons to prevent us from applying Esed Dachalosa, then the whole pshat is self-destructed. What could be wrong? I say, what's wrong? This is a mitzvah say. This is a mitzvah losa say. What's the problem? This is a say. This is a losa say. Akal. What's the problem? What should be wrong with this lochalosa say?
Could there be two lotasays? Could there be you're eating miser of eating miser ani and you're eating gazela and your gazela? Is it the same or is it
well
the
gazela? I mean, it's hard to really call a gazela. Close bound. You didn't separate the miser ani yet. It's not really the ani.
Once you eat it,
and it's not even clear what gazela is because it's what's called mamash ein lotovin. It's not even there for one given person. So I'm not sure. You know, we call it gazela, but I'm not even sure it's really really gazela. So what other inhibition can we have? What other reservation can we have? Let's take a look at another Marmokum. The Gemara said it's Kedushin. They sent another Marmokum also, more in Kedushin. The Flamech Chesed. One of the most fascinating halachic / historical questions that appears in Yerushalmi. It's quoted by Tosfos. There you go. The Gemara says Kedushin here is talking about a series of psukim. It's the beginning of Sefer Yehoshua. It's the Haftarah for the first day of Pesach, where the psukim seem to indicate something very, very strange. The Navi goes out of its way to describe the very first Korban Pesach brought in Eretz Yisrael. There are five famous Korban Pesachs in Tanakh. So we remember all of them. That are described, Mamash, take one is cross, first Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim. The second is in the Midbar, as described. The third is the year they entered Eretz Yisrael in Sefer Yeshua. Then there's another one in Navi later on the days of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Then there's one in the days of Yoshiyahu HaMelech. There are five different times that the Tanakh speaks about a mamash, a practical lamais was going on. Those who say the psukim of Korban Pesach and Erev Pesach, many people have a custom of saying the whole Seder Amir is Korban Pesach and Erev Pesach. So there are two different minhagim. There are some who only say the psukim from Chumash, and there are some who say the psukim from Wall of Tanakh. If you say the psukim of Tanakh, it's about six times longer than from Chumash. So it depends how much your wife needs you in the kitchen or Pesach, whether you say the long or the short version. So the Psukim and the Navi Yeshua make a big, big deal about the Korban Pesach that was brought, but there's something that was blatantly missing. Not only missing, the Psukim sound like they didn't even have it. And what was that? Matzah. The Psukim say they brought the Korban Pesach, they ate the Korban Pesach, everything. And then it says, Vayochlu me avor ha'aretz mimochras ha'pesach matzahs v'koloi. On the day afterwards, they started to eat matzah. What am I going to say to her? It sounds like they had all these big vats, shmur matzah sitting around. Nobody touched them. But yoichlu me'avor ha'aretz mimochras ha'pesach. There's an interesting, fascinating machlokes to be shown. When exactly is mochras ha'pesach here? Usually the phrase mochras ha'pesach refers to the day after Erev Pesach in Tanakh. So Erev Pesach was called Pesach. The yontif we call Pesach is always called Chag HaMatzos. The Torah says, "Be'abasa yom l'chol Erev Pesach l'Hashem." Colloquially, we end up just calling Pesach, we call it Pesach the whole week. But really, purely halachically, the word Chag HaPesach really means Erev Pesach, and the word Chag HaMatzos refers to the whole week. That's the famous word from Levi. It's a ditch of why we switched it. Why did, if the Torah doesn't call it Pesach, why do we call it Pesach? Levi Yitzchak said that to highlight the fact that Pesach is a description of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, he made the nace Pesach about the Israel. Chag HaMatzos is describing the Mesiras Nefesh HaKlaisel, they ran out without food, just barely baking matzahs. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu called it Chag HaMatzos to be Meshabech Klal Yisrael, and Klaisel called it Chag HaPesach to be Meshabech the Rabban Shalom. But fundamentally, in pure halacha, it's not really Pesach, it's really called Chag HaMatzos. So when the Torah says, when the Pesach says in Navi, they ate the matzahs b'mochos of Pesach, it sounds like they ate it on the day after Erev Pesach, namely the first day of Pesach, which is the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says that they ate it on the next day, the first day of Chol Moed Pesach in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara is interpreting the Pesach b'mochos of Pesach as meaning the day after the first day of Pesach. So that was a big discussion between, the fascinating discussion that Tosfos here makes reference to, the machlokes between Rabbi Tam and the Ibn Ezra. It was one of the only places that I remember that Tosfos quotes in Ibn Ezra. Quote over here somewhere. That picture of Ibn Ezra. The bottom, I don't know if you have it. So I'm a dynamo day, is the Tosfos. The Tosfos quotes, picture of Ibn Ezra. How can the Torah call the Navi called Machos HaPesach? There's a pilpul Rabbi Tam, back and forth, what was when. But the way the Gemara seems to take that phrase, it sounds like they didn't actually begin to eat matzah until the second day of Pesach. They didn't eat matzah at the Seder, which is startling. Why not? What were they waiting for? So what does the Gemara say? Do you remember what the Gemara say? Why couldn't they eat matzah? All the matzah was treif. It was all chadash. It was all new grain. And they just entered into Eretz Yisrael. And all new grain, whether your whole chadash applies to chutzlars or not, it's a big mach like this, but chadash in Eretz Yisrael for sure applies. So all the grain that they discovered, they walked there, so they discovered all the grain was chadash. Everyone's a brisket. No one's eating chadash. They couldn't eat matzah. That's what the Pasuk says. They had to wait until the Rosh Pesach, until the day of the Korban Omer, when they were able to at that point to begin to eat. So the first night of Pesach, they didn't eat matzah. That's what the simple pshat of the Pesukim in the Gemara Kedusha is all about. So Tosfos at the top of the Mechesed Ben Aleph poses the following question. Yerushalmi Makshir, Yerushalmi asks the question, the top Tosfos of Mechesed Ben Aleph, Lama Lach L'matzah Mechadosh, Yavi Esei Deberef Tov L'matzah, V'yichol Esei Dechadosh. They didn't have anything else. All they had was mud. It can't be yotzei mud with matzah with mud. It has to be from the Masorah Mitzvah, the Chamish Min HaDagim. So all they had was no one had stored up from last year's grain. So they didn't have last year's matzahs. So they only had chadash. You have a yes, if you have a chadash, say. Why can't be after the matzahs be derech the yisur of chadash? So umetaretz, Tosfos claims the Rishami gives the following answer. The ein esei de kodem hadibur, derech halosas de achar hadibur. Says Tosfos in the name of the Yerushalmi, an unbelievable yisoid. That a mitzvah's essay that was before Matan Torah, Dibur's Matan Torah, a mitzvah's essay before prior to Matan Torah, doesn't have the koyach to be deich aloses that was given after Matan Torah. So Chadosh appears in Parshas Emor, that was post Matan Torah. But Erev Tech L'Matzah was given in Parshas Bo, 7 weeks before Matan Torah. One of the klolim of essay deich aloses is an essay lefnei Dibur can't be deich aloses liachar Dibur. Zoi state in the Rishali. Philly ploy.
Destroys the
Shai Zari. It destroys the Shai Zari. Self-destructs the Shai Zari. But we have no idea what it means. What's this retirement? What does this mean? So first of all, Rishali doesn't say this. The opening Rishali doesn't say this. What the Rishali does say is that ain essay deichel osesesh in a kasu betzida. In order for essay to be deichel osesesh, the essay and the losesesh have to be written next to each other. But if the essay is written three svarim away, and the losesesh is six svarim over, so that's not essay deichel osesesh. What's the model for essay deichel osesesh? Kalayim betzitz, which is Ramash, Hayim Hach, in the same breath. So the Rishalmi seems, the way we have the Rishalmi, seems to be saying this startling statement. That essay nechalosas only applies when the two are written mamish juxtaposed one next to another. That's what it says in our version of the Rishami. Tosfos either didn't have that gears in the Rishami, or interpreted that the Rishami cannot possibly mean that because we have no idea why in the world that should be so.
There are other cases, bris milah, if there's a tzaras.
That's right. You are right. So this Rishami maybe would not buy into that. Maybe we'll ask gears. I don't know. You're right. You're not chenami. So Tosfos couldn't believe Yerushalmi really said that. So again, they had a different gears to the Yerushalmi, or they reinterpret Yerushalmi. So we're going to ignore what it says in that text of the Yerushalmi. We're going to go with Tosfos. Take Tosfos' word for it. That there's a klal called Ein Esei Shkodem Adibur Deichel Osesesh L'Achar Adibur. What kind of din is that? What kind of luck is that? All we know about limitations of Esei Deichel Osesesh, we know that an essay can't be docha losas when the losas is very, very chamor. We know that problem already. Now we already have gemaras in Yevamos about losas leshiyesh bakaris, misde shemayim, shekazai's extension. So we know that for an essay to be docha losas, the essay has really got to be significantly more important, so to speak, than the losas. If the losas gets hiked up too much, that's going to pose a problem. Could Tosfos and Yerushalmi be saying something very startling? Just as if the losa say gets a little bit too much, too chomer for us, it's not going to work. What if the essay becomes a little bit too kal for us? Maybe it's not going to work either. If that's what Yerushalmi is saying, then Yerushalmi is saying something which is startling. What is that? That an essay that was given to Klal Yisrael pre-Matan Torah is somehow what?
Less powerful.
Somehow not. You have to do it. Don't think you can get away without eating matzah. But it's not the same as not blowing shofar. Shofar is written in Parshas Pinchas. Yom Tov Yalachem, it's post Parshas Yisrael. Anything before Parshas Yisrael is three quarters of a mitzvah. It's not a real, it's not as chomer as post Matan Torah. Could that be what Tosfos and Yerushalmi are saying? That is very, very troubling, both halachically and hashkafically. If anything, the Gemara Yevama says the opposite. The Gemara Yevama says that mitzvahs that were given pre-Dibur may be even more chomer.
Yeah.
You see, the Bosham didn't even want to wait. He had to jump the gun and give it to you before Matan. They couldn't even wait till Shavuos. And number two, hashkafically, it's very difficult, especially in light of the Rambam. The famous Rambam in the Masechet Chulin says that we do mitzvahs because they were in Nitzav Ot Sinai. The fact that they happen to be written in the Chumash and Parshas Bo is irrelevant. The reason why we fulfill mitzvahs of Purim Harivya and Mila and Gidanosha is because they were given at Sinai. Why did Rabbeinu Shlomo B'Chachmasa decided to stick it in to Sefer Bereishis? That's not relevant. Why did Rabbeinu Shlomo put the mitzvah of matzah into Bo? We understand why, because the story happened in Bo, but the Mechayev is Matan Torah. It's the same Matan Torah. Taivitz Demo Moshe B'Sinai. What is that? The fact that it was also set up Mitzrayim, that detracts from the mitzvah, very, very hard to understand. So what did Yerushalmi mean? Please tell us, Bia, what did Yerushalmi mean? So one of the Gedolei Acharonim, I don't remember already who it was, one of the Gedolei Acharonim, maybe there's some Ech, I don't remember for sure. One of the Gedolei Acharonim writes that the Bia in Tosfos as follows. It's very posh of the Bia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a mitzvah saseh, and knowing full well that every once in a while that mitzvah saseh is going to clash with the lo saseh. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu still gave it to us. What's the meaning of that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew b'chvayd l'yatzvah when he said gedilim ta'as l'cha, that every once in a while a guy's going to raise the hand and say, Rebbeinu Shlomo, but if it's shadness. What's the answer? Moshe Rabbeinu says, I know that. F'yaf ha'picheh. I'm giving you a mitzvah, and licked in the mitzvah is the koyach to be doichel it is, sir. The whole yisoid of Esed Ochel also say is predicated on that assumption that the mitzvah is given b'chi ha'gavno, knowing full well that it may come at the expense of an issa, so be it. That's nichlul in the tzivoy of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That makes sense when the tzivoy is given at a time when the Yisr is in the world, when the Yisr exists, the Yisr is on the radar screen. So then if the Ribbono Shel Olam says, put on tzitzis, knowing full well that someone's going to raise the hand and say, hey, it's shatnez, that's called Esed Ochel Oseh. But over here, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, be'er v'tech l'matzus, no one's going to raise the hand and say, but Ribbono Shel Olam, it's chodesh, you know why? Because no one heard of chodesh yet, it hasn't been given to us yet. I give it until 7 weeks later. So if the low sase is after Sinai and the assay is before, not because the assay is lower, kind of, that's ridiculous, it doesn't make any sense. Of course the assay is not a mitzvah kala because it's before Sinai, but what it's lacking is it doesn't have that koyach to be doiche because it wasn't given with that tnai built in that it may potentially have to be doiche. Because b'shas, the sinus and mitzvah, b'shas tzivah, after the matzahs, it wasn't licked at the matir of against chodosh. That's what the Yishalmi means.
Hey,
Akash Baruch Hu knew, but I'm saying, but in concept, in Lomdus, from our vantage point, the mitzvah of Tochel Matzos doesn't mean to violate Chodesh. The mitzvah of putting on tzitzis means sometimes to violate Shatnus. The mitzvah of Matzah doesn't necessarily conjure up that image of violating Chodesh. That's a huge Chodesh.
Isn't Chodesh an
Isra Asay? It's a Losa Say also. Lechem v'kali v'chayv v'lo socha. You're asking, it's also a mitzvah Isra Asay?
Is it?
Yeah, that, so you're mechab into a daz kainim on chumash gives that answer to those kashas. The reason why he don't say es davos is because it's because an essay and a los essay. Because there's an essay not the chodesh. Where's the essay not the chodesh? You have to work hard to find that essay. So the pasuk says sheish yom tochel matzos. Sheish yom tochel matzos. Yom shu yotzei as hashem lekecha. So the famous kash in sheish yom shivus yomim. So the standard answer the Gemara in Pesachim gives is that means mashvi rishus, I've called rishus. But the sifrei that Rashi and Chumash quote says, no, you know what sheish yom tochel matzos means? Min hamatzah shel chodesh, because you can't eat it on the first day. So it's sheish yom tochel matzos. Shivus yom min ha of last year's matzos, and sheish yom from this year's matzos. So if a person goes ahead and he eats matzah shel chodesh, he's being mevatel the din of sheish yom tochel matzos, And the Dazakena Balataisa say that anytime if you sit in you have a bowl of cereal in the middle of December, that's chadash. In addition to the lav of Lo Soichlo, that's that you're in violation of the bitul essay of Shesh Yom Tocho Matzos. That's like Chiddush HaGevurah. Rishon says that. He says that's the answer to Taisa's kasha. That's the answer to Rishon's kasha. That's why Ein Essay Dechol also say. And you want to go down that route. That's like some Mechudosh. Let's stick to the less Mechudosh. Everything we have one Chudosh, not for another. Backtrack for a second. So what Taisa just quoted from the Rishami is that Essay Dechol also say falls short for Chudosh. Of course, as was observed before, this is a disaster for the Sheikh Zari. This is a knockout blow to the Sheikh Zari. Because the Sheikh Zari's whole thrust, his whole shtickle Torah, his whole defense of the necessity of the Pasuk is hiding behind the parish of Esed Nachal Osadei. Tosis just, one fell swoop, just knocked it out of the box by saying, there's no Esnachal Seva Matzah, wrong, because it's Kodim Adibur. Esnach Kodim Adibur ain't going to work. It's not going to work for Chodesh, it's not going to work for Tevil. So forget about it. The Baruch Hashem tells us the second verse. Inami. And when you read the Inami, you get the impression that the Yerushalmi said it's not. It's Tosos giving their own terms. Inami says, Tosos, Yeshleimar, the Gzeira Kazai is Rishain, Atu Kazai is Sheini. What did I just say?
It's the Rabban.
Taisa says that min haTorah, catch this one, min haTorah, you're right, the cash is better than the answer. Min haTorah, matzah is doicha chodesh. In Ochinami. I said, why in the world in Sefer Yeshua they didn't realize that? Why didn't Yeshua nun chap this? He didn't know this Taisa, Inami. So Taisa says, you're right, min haTorah, it's okay, but mid Rabbanan, they thought that would be a very, very bad idea. It would be a terrible idea, too risky, too dangerous. You know why? It's doicha, how much?
One
kazayis, that's all there is right no more. So you have these yeshivish guys who are eating 16 kazaisim, because they're all kazayis. Every added drop, every added grain, every mashal, they're in violation of the issue of the rice of chadosh. Shalevim makom mitzvah. And therefore Yeshua Nun had no choice. He had to make a gazayis drop, and that's what the pasuk means to say for Yeshua.
Still
kima, say. Wait. No, I'm not even letting him, let him go. Hold on. Let's just digest this taisus first. So the second teretz in taisus will be a feather in the cap of the Sheikh Zari. Because it, with a breather sigh of relief, but doichak, we can bring Esed Ochos back to the table. So the first day of Taisa, Yushalmi knocked it out of the box, says it's not Nitalei Omer by Matzah, because it's Kedma Dibur and forget it, it's not going to work. According to the Yegi Shlomi, the Taisa doesn't buy into this Razzle Daz, because I've never heard of this Kedma Dibur business. And in Achanam, the Torah really will work. So Midah Torah would work by Tevil also, and therefore necessitates the Pasuk, Sheikh Zari is back in business. So Shagas Aryeh is dependent upon two things. He's dependent upon one day in Tosus in Yevam Mestapei Vav, that it has to dig up a case of a Tevel without Nisa Deshimayim, which is highly controversial. They have to combine that Tosus, the hope for the best, with this Tosus, the second day in Tosus, Kedush Laflam and Ches. If that Teretz is right, and this Teretz is right, and they're both are right, then we can maybe push it into the Gemara and Pesachim. We can answer Tosus Kasha and Sukkah. You can see why Tosus is rather in Sukkah left for the tamer rather than going down this route. This is a very, very dangerous route. But Noam is not Lady Shaikh Sayah go, because you are attacking the second Teretz in Tosus. You don't believe this Gezeira is true. Why doesn't Noam like this Gezeira? He thinks the Gezeira is not correct. It's a completely unnecessary Gezeira. What's going to be Sukkah Ferloch? So the guy is going to eat a little bit of extra matzah. So what? I mean, so what? But he's used yotzei bits already. The rest is matzah shurushus. Well, Ayin Rambam perik vavolocha alaf ruchus comes to matzah. The Rambam writes, mitzvahs esei lechol matzah b'leil chamisha asa b'nisan u'misha ochol kezayis yotzah. So the Netziv is a famous point of that Rambam. The Rambam does not say mitzvahs esei lechol kezayis matzah. Ram says, mitzvahs esei lechol matzah v'loch v'sh'osa, and all of us, like an addendum, is an afterthought, oh, by the way, v'sh'och k'zayis yotza. What does that mean?
So the k'zayis is a minimum
shiur. It's a minimum shiur. Whenever you eat, call a mavar, is a mishubach, no pun intended. Any drop of matzah you're eating is a mitzvah kiyumis. It's still a mitzvah. It's part of this nichol in the mitzvah. So no one's, you were obviously asking based on that Rambam. So you're saying, wait a second, what kind of k'zayir is this? The whole Sheikh Zayi Shtikul Torah, everything we've been talking about for the last hour, is hinging upon the second Teretz of Taisus being correct. And the second Teretz is very, very shaky, extremely shaky ground. Because what the fuck is Zayira? Now, again, Taisus is not Meshuvah to a Rambam. Maybe this Taisus Taka holds Mitzvah Zayi Lechol Kazayis. Maybe. Or maybe not. No, you attack me, so we can defend you. Maybe Tosfos buys into the Rambam. And there's still need for this gezeira. You know why? Even according to the Rambam, you would yaitse the mitzvah chiyuvis for the kezayas. All that's left is the mitzvah what? Is the mitzvah chiyuvis. Not a mitzvah chiyuvis. Rabbi Chanan has a shayla. For the purposes of essay dochel also say,
what do you need?
Do you need a mitzvah chiyuvis? Okay, or even a mitzvah chiyuvis good enough? He's not sure. So if you're willing to call
this... But tzitzis is a piece.
Tzitzis is really, really tricky. Tzitzis is chiyuvis until you put on that bag of the four corners. Once the bag is on, then it becomes chiyuvis. Notice, by the way, that there's no discussion here about the gross mitzvah of eating matzah the whole week. What is leaving it on the radar screen here? We're talking about just the first night. So we don't know whether we're really comfortable with this inami of Tosfos. This is a loaded inami. It may be different, maybe arguing with the Rambam, maybe not. Maybe it's taking a stand of Rabbi Chanan Shaila, maybe it's not. It's a loaded, loaded inami. When you get closer to Pesach, you got to really think about it. But one thing I can tell you is that the Sheikh Aryeh is holding on for dear life to this inami. Because if this inami goes, then the Sheikh Aryeh goes.
Everywhere else goes.
The whole Shia goes. So we wouldn't want the whole Shia to go to the wayside. So we're going to hold on for dear life to this inami. So Rabbi Yisai, we accomplished understanding the Sheikh Aryeh's teretz. We saw the significance of him pulling out that Tosfos, that Peivav, discovering those 2 days in Tosfos. We gave him a chloikis, what the beer of the Suffolk is. It's based on Sukkot, it's based on Lumdus, it's Rashi, and Tosfos, what the Isser Tabel Drum is all about. Then we realized that something else can undermine the Sheikh Aryeh, namely if the Yerushalmi is right, and the whole Sheikh Aryeh is undermined. We had to first give a beer, what we thought the correct beer of the Yerushalmi was. Then we saw Tosfos altered an answer to this kasha. So Sheikh Aryeh is still holding on. He still has an inami to hold on to. For Rabbi Yisai, what we just talked about for the last half hour, this Tosfos was only one of our reservations about Esed Dochel Osa Seba Matzah. There is a whole other reason why we have been have serious reservations with Esed Dochel Osa even makes the radar screen vis-a-vis Matzah. And if we're not convinced the Leif Shalom that Esed Dochel Osa Seba applies to Matzah, then the Sheikh Zayas Teretz is vita going to be disqualified. So we had one reservation, and we ended up in Torah in 2 days in Tosfos. We have another reservation that's coming up in Netz Hashem for next week. So hopefully next week, we didn't finish Sheikh Zayas yet. We still got to go back to all our hesitations, reservations with Sheikh Zayas, and then go back to trying to understand what the answer to Tosfos Kashmir is.
One more question. If you're eating matzah tevel the first night of Pesach, you're also being mevatel the mitzvah of beer that you should have been done. You should have done. On Erev Pesach.
What beer? Mm-hmm. Beer of what?
Beer of Maser. On Erev Pesach.
First of all, it's only every 3 years, beer of Maser.
Well, if you're talking about Maser Ani.
You mean it's the year of Maser Ani? No. The mitzvah of beer is the after the Maser Ani, the fourth year. It's not necessarily the...
Mm-hmm. It doesn't
matter. It's not necessarily the... Okay, good.
You're already in the process.